Last year had the chance to sit at the 2NU RFM table at the Lake Macquarie Business Excellence Awards, and they'll be rolling around again very, very shortly. And to talk with us about that is from the Business Growth Centre, is the manager there, Brett Gleeson. Before we get into the awards, just let our listener know you're also heavily involved in the Newcastle show, and great to see that'll be back again for 2018.
Yes, Mark, we've guaranteed that, although the weather wasn't very kind to us last weekend. Could be about as bad as it got, but we think that we're able to go close to breaking even on the show. The figures won't be in for another month or so, but our predictions are that the feedback from the public, those who came, was fantastic. We've got about a 98% satisfaction rating, so people who came to the show, they enjoyed it for what we had, despite the fact we had to cancel a few things because of the rain, but people who came enjoyed it, so we know we got the formula pretty right, so we're keen and ready to go, and we've already started planning for 2018.
Well, we can't do much about the weather, but for the indoor event is the Business Excellence Awards. Now, when I was along last year, I got to see lots of different businesses from all across the lake. Can you just let us know who is eligible to be in the awards this year?
So any business that operates within the Lake Macquarie LGA local government area. It could be an office of a bigger business that's located outside the lake, but provided there's an operation or a branch inside the lake LGA area, then they're eligible. So it's as simple as that.
And why do you think it is important to highlight some of the local businesses? Because these events are a great networking opportunity, aren't they?
They are a great networking opportunity, and that's part of what having 350 people at the awards helps to do. We also provide a networking opportunity for the actual finalists before the event as well. They have a finalist night before the event, and we give them a briefing and that. It's about showcasing excellence, so the businesses who get to be a finalist and through to being a winner have demonstrated to the judges that they have aspired to excellence and have actually achieved that. We're not interested in people who tell us that they're good. We're interested in people who show us that they are good. And there are many excellent businesses in the Lake Macquarie LGA area. So it's a chance to showcase them, showcase what Lake Macquarie is all about. We've got about 12,000 businesses in the Lake Macquarie LGA. We want to put those businesses on the map. So we're keen for people businesses to enter. And the entry process is pretty simple. It's just go onto the website, lmbea.com.au. And look at the category that suits you. So the categories are around functionalities of businesses rather than popularity. So branding and marketing, sustainability, business practices, innovation. A new one this year is digital technology. So that's the first time that's into the fold. One called workplace culture, training and development, about employer of choice, people who want to come and work in that sort of business. Entrepreneurship, customer service is always our highest number of entries in the customer service, both as an individual and by the whole business. Not-for-profit and charity, and then the new business, which is the first year of operation, which you guys provide a great prize for an advertising package. And then we've got the Young Entrepreneur Award. And then the three big ones, of course, is the Business of the Year, the Business Person of the Year, and the Young Business Person of the Year. And this year we've got nine of our categories will go through to state awards. So eight will go through to the New South Wales Business Chamber State Awards, and the Workplace Culture Training Development, Business Practices Award will go through to the WorkCover State Awards into their stage two of their awards. So it's pretty fantastic promotion from those businesses having achieved at our own awards in Lake Macquarie.
Brett, just one thing you mentioned earlier on, you were saying you don't want businesses just to tell us that they're good, but you want us to show that they are good. What is that one thing that's separating the great businesses from the good businesses that you're seeing come through these award winners?
I think it probably goes down to planning, Mark. If they can show that they've actually got a planned approach to their business, and if they plan it out and then monitor it, they'll have some results of that. Now, we're not always looking for brilliant results. What we're looking for is the fact they've actually planned it out, and implemented it, and then got some results. And maybe it didn't work the first time, but the second time around they've changed it, modified it, done what they need to do to get a better result, and then got a better result. So the judges have a lot more confidence in the process, that if they are able to actually show that there's been a long-term approach to having excellence, not just waking up this morning going, I think we might be excellent today. It's about, you know, having this culture within the business that they aspire to excellence and they do it all day, every day. They may not always achieve it, but they certainly aspire to it, and they've got systems in place that can make it happen. So it's not just by default that you have to be excellent. So you actually plan to be excellent and you actually achieve it.
All about the planning, or you certainly plan to fail. Brett Gleeson from the Business Growth Centre, thank you for joining us. And just very quickly, the website, if people would like to get involved.
Yeah, LMBEA, so that's Late Macquarie Business Excellence Awards, lmbea.com.au. And the entries close at I think it's the 23rd of May. So I've got a bit of time, got about six weeks or so to get the entries in. Just go on the website, click on it, download the questions and spend some time thinking about the questions and the criteria for that category. And then there's information sessions also. Mark, I'm running some information sessions, so they're not up there yet. They will be up there when I get back to work next week. So I think there's going to be four or six information sessions where people can come along and learn some of the tips and secrets into putting in a good application.
Okay, we look forward to seeing some of those winners. Congratulations to those who won last year, and we'll see how we go after May for 2017.